Ever since my powers manifested, demons have attacked me. In my sleep, along dark streets, even once in the freezer section of a convenience store. Each one with a singular goal: to end me. Ever since my 18th birthday, I've been plagued by these visions and defined as a mage. My newfound powers have changed the world I once knew. I'm trapped on a funeral pyre, searing heat scorching my almond-toned skin, palms blistering like an endless sunburn. A melody calls out, light and airy, a lyrical voice from my Irish ancestors. But the darkness overpowers me, like an oily tendril snaking around my throat and tightening its grip. Mist and shadows coalesce into a hulking form, revealing demon eyes, red tar pits. Today's encounter was different. The demon had a message to deliver. I pulled the blood rose blade from my belt. Its sharpened edge glowed crimson. My abs flexed as I struck the shadow figure with the ancient dagger, slicing through a flapping wing. The blood rose dagger I found in an old rusty box in my mom's closet tore through the charred scales. His body jostled to the side, wounded, with a notable limp. His voice crackled.
That little dagger won't protect you from me. Don't you realize that each cut you inflict using that weapon, I earn damage points and come back stronger? You're not far from falling. The Undertaker has awakened. He has great plans for you.
I'd had enough of that demon crowing about how great his boss was, so I slid the rose-engraved hilt of the dagger into its sheath and tuned him out. Jumping from the fire escape, I whipped a flame from my palm, my chi gathering momentum as I channeled it around the side of my body. The force shoved the demon onto the ground where the surface cracked open. I conjured a fiery azure flame that torched the air in front of me. Tell the Undertaker, I'm ready for him. His scrawny blackened legs slid down the gaping hole.
Your blood is spoiled, slowly rotting away. You will not live long enough to see your beard turn gray.
The demon's bony finger pointed at me with a tremulous hand.
The darkness flows in your veins. It'll claim you once you lose control.
Opening his ugly mouth wide, the demon spat out sizzling yellow globules, temporarily blindsiding me. It burned like hell. Wasting no time, I wiped that shit off using my jacket sleeve before it could do permanent damage to my eyes. Dazed, I blasted a fireball toward the demon. His body slunk deeper down the chasm, escaping my attack before the earth healed its wound. An enchanted voice from my ancestral home offered hope, providing an address in Chinatown along with a name. Hey Shangu, go there. The whisper echoed in my mind. I looked up the address on my phone and left the alley behind, heading toward the crosswalk. In the distance, a wolf howls, lonely, mournful, and lost.